a happy birthday present to the nation of Jamaica.
Here's the start, and Gatlin is away well. Usain Bolt trying to come along. Here's Tyson Gay and Asafa Powell. It's Tyson Gay. Here's Blake. Here's Bolt. Usain Bolt explodes, and he's still the king of 100.
Everyone is happy, so I will now tell the story, and please listen carefully.
Usain Bolt with the president, that or the present for the people of Jamaica. That's Lord Creator, the reggae artist, singing the song Independent Jamaica. You see, the Usain Bolt Olympic gold medal coincided with the 50th anniversary of the independence of Jamaica. Here's Bolt himself talking very confidently.
People can talk. All they can do is talk. I tell you people that when it comes to the championships, it's all about business for me. And I brought it. But I knew it was going to be like this. There wasn't a doubt in my mind that it was going to be loud, it was going to be great. And you can feel that energy. So I feel extremely good and I'm happy.
Extremely good and happy. That's about what the people back home think. Here's Wendell Abel, one of the many people watching the race in a bar in Kingston, Jamaica.
Undeniably one of our finest moments in this country. It has done so much for the psyche of the Jamaican people. This is our 50th year anniversary independence. Our anthem will be played in London.
Our anthem played in London, the former colonial masters there. Irony not lost on Wendell Abel. Here's what Jamaican sports writer Kayon Rayner had to say to our partner, the BBC.
Usain Bolt has established himself as essentially the best sprinter in Olympic history. No one can say they've crossed the finish line first twice in a four-year Olympics.
And here's the sound of a Jamaican Renix James right here in New York City.
Oh, I'm from Jamaica. I first heard about him, I would say, when he just came out from high school, because we're about the same age. So, you know, I used to see him at Boys and Girls Champs. It's the annual track and field championships that happen in Jamaica where we find our greatest talents like we did him. Yeah.
Jamaicans all over the world overjoyed both by the 50th anniversary celebration and the Usain Bolt Olympic gold medal. Joining us in the studio is Kevin Hilton, Jamaican-American, public relations manager for the Spur Tree Lounge, a Jamaican cultural establishment here in Manhattan, right?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kevin, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm wonderful, excited, still on the adrenaline high from yesterday.
You know, the Usain Bolt victory is one thing, and we can talk about that, but the irony of being victorious in England, in London, on this, of all sort of celebratory weeks, what do you think?
Oh, it's just an amazing feeling. It's almost like a rebirthing again. You know, that's where we got our independence, originally coming from the motherland, which was England. And to do it on their stage, you know, has definitely a little special twist to it. And hearing that anthem played and blared throughout the UK is just, you know, just really special for us.
Is it heroic or is it a little bit of I told you so? Is there rancor? Is there bitterness left over these 50 years? How are people feeling?
You know, the bitterness has definitely faded. You know, we're famous for the one love atmosphere, the one love vibe. That's who we are. And, you know, we became independent. We thank them for everything that they've, you know, they birthed us in essence. And, you know, we're just, it's really all about a one love vibe. There's still great connections. So for us, it's just a matter of statement and saying, you know, here we are, you know, world, listen to us. Here we are. Take note of us.
Troubled times in Jamaica over that 50 years. I remember the difficulties in the 1980s. What is this moment like, aside from all of the celebrations? What is this moment like politically and economically in Jamaica?
Definitely on a politically, on both levels, politically and economically, you know, we've been through, you know, we've ridden the tides up and down. And, you know, this, especially this kind of event, not only unifies the country, it unifies everyone from a political standpoint. All barriers are broken down. That's when we are truly brought back to our core of out of many one people. We're together. We're one. We're a family. And, you know, I think it's going to do wonders to the economy also, because here's, you know, Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. And it puts Jamaica in the spotlight, and it's literally a great way to showcase the island.
Explain the sort of cultural legacy of Usain Bolt, because I mean, I have to say, my sense of Jamaica is not about speed and doing things very, very rapidly. I think it's very kind of relaxed, and we're not trying to get there in 9.76 seconds.
Yes, that's it's almost it actually is contradictory to everything that we do in Jamaica. Everything moves at a completely different pace.
I love that, though.
I know it's Jamaica's irony, but you know, it really for us it's just a chance to showcase who we are as a people. That we're very diverse, we're very multi-talented. Starting back with Bob Marley, now moving all the way into Usain, so now we're showing different facets, you know, of the culture, of who we are as a people, and it definitely will be an eye opener for a lot of people.
Is there a sense that you know, as heroic as Bob Marley is in Jamaica, it would be great to sort of enlarge the sense of Jamaica so that it isn't just reggae, that there's a sort of diversity of the history and culture of Jamaica that's also recognized?
Yes, I think this, you know, is a great platform to start moving into the next level. You know, it would have been great to have Bob here and singing, you know, singing the national anthem, just singing One Love. But, you know, Jamaica is so much more than that. And as our national motto say, out of many one people, and we bring a lot to the table in a lot of different arenas. And this is definitely the arena to showcase one aspect of our culture that's been very near and dear to us.
So what's going on at the Spur Tree Lounge here in Manhattan?
Oh, Spur Tree Lounge, you know, last night we were there till the wee hours of the morning, just celebrating, rejoicing. We created the Usain Bolt wings that we came out, we started giving away everybody wings just to celebrate in it. You know,
Chicken wings.
Yeah, chicken wings, which is one of our signature dishes there, the jerk chicken wings. It's a fabulous spot, very, you know, Jamaican standard type fare, but with an Asian influence.
Do you have to eat them in 9 seconds?
No. We should have actually had that last night where who can eat the wings the fastest, but you don't have to. We want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy it, and take it back to that side of Jamaica where you just take it easy.
Happy 50th birthday.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Hilton, Jamaican-American PR manager for the Spur Tree Lounge here in New York, one of the people around the world celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jamaica's independence and the gold medal of Usain Bolt in the 100 meters.
Thank you very much.
Manly went up to England to seek for independence, and although Buster was late, he still attended the conference. Although from two different parties, it was very good to see all these two politicians were shaking hands when they gained victory. Now independence is good for the young and the old, also for me and you. Yes, independence is great for the whole population.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.